Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Well, we glided through that first hour, had a great time with Craig from CoachellaValley.com, and now we're shifting gears into our travel mode in the boardroom that continues. He didn't leave in the first hour. I guess he decided to stay. Sean Flanagan, he is in there working the board back there, so I always thank Sean for all his help. All right, in the first hour of the show, again, we talked about local events. This hour, we talk about travel. I wasn't on KESQ TV last week, but I will be back this week. And actually, I'm going to let Sarah Trott talk about her trip to the Amalfi Coast. So I love to do that. You know, when we talk, I go on the air and talk about different things. And then when some of the anchors over there at KESQ, they travel, I say, come on, let's talk about your trip. So we have, didn't do that, but a lot going on in this show. Joining us in this hour of the show, joining us as we're having a very casual format today. Very, very casual. I can tell by the dress of my next guest. No, except for Lalo. We have Steve Canold. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What do you mean you could tell by my dress?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a little... He is the founder of ACT Tours, Adult Customized Tours, located in Palm Springs. And which one of you guys is the president? Are you both president? You share those
duties?
Don't you
love titles?
Well, yeah, I know. I'm
the president and founder and CEO, and I've also been known to take down the trash of our office every once in a while.
Yeah, well, somebody has to do it, Steve, you know. Someone has to.
It's always me.
Yeah, well, there you go. And joining us in studio is, and look at that beautiful ring that you have on. What is that? Lalo Alvarez. Hi, Lalo.
Hi, everybody.
Oh,
hi.
Bring the mic a little bit closer to you, please. Pull it toward. There
hi,
you go.
Everybody. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I know it is afternoon. That's that time change.
That microphone is larger than your head.
I know. We need to take it and yank it down and pull it towards you, and there you go. That's where we're talking. So, yeah, it's a very casual day here in the studio. There you go. That's good, because we want to make sure that everyone hears you. You're a little bit soft-spoken.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are. So, but we love having both of you guys here in the studio. So travel, we're going to talk some travel. I have some travel news of what's been happening in the world of travel. Feel free to interject, you two, whenever you feel like it.
And oh, try to stop us.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about some trips. Recently, this year, we're going to talk a little bit about this year, where ACT has been all over the world, just crazy. And these humongous groups of people, I tell people the amount of tourists that go in your groups, or clients, you call them clients, it really is something. They're saying, it's almost as if they don't believe me.
I call them friends.
Oh, you call them friends?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, the friends. In fact, Africa, how many people went to Africa?
We had really two groups, but each of them were about 32, so 64 people.
Yeah, that's a big international trip in my eyes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It is, very but good. You kind of coordinate it so that they don't all arrive at the hotels at the same time, and we reports have been glowing. They're very happy.
Oh, good. Well, we've been posting pictures on the ACT Facebook page, and some of them are incredible with the cheetahs and the hippos and hippopotamus in the river and just amazing.
Oh, you have, so now, see, you're looking at photos that I haven't even... Look why do they send to Françoise Rhodes, Lalo, instead of to us, the president and the vice president of ACT?
Because you guys don't do the Facebook page, and they
that's
want them
right.
out there. See,
we
there
don't
you
have
go.
Must you spread that around?
But they are amazing pictures. And frankly, I also, because some of them are also fans of Traveling with Françoise, they get them posted to me on the Traveling with Françoise page, and then I grab them and pull them back over to the ACT. So we have a little family there of people that are doing, but incredible stuff. I'm saying I should be there. But,
yes, I know.
I'm here working. So here we all are. You guys should have been there. But you went to Africa once this year, didn't? Wasn't
last
it this
year?
Year?
Last year we went to
the Seychelles a few months ago, February of this year.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Because I know that you have been traveling as well, and I think you went on a cruise.
That was a cruise. The Seychelles, Mauritius, Madagascar, and La Réunion. But, you know, we have right now a group in Singapore, Bali, Hong Kong, and Bangkok. We have one going to Bangkok and Cambodia next week. And you can't do them all.
No, you can't.
Without talking like Jerry Lewis by the time you finish.
Yeah. But you have been to all of these places already.
Lalo is a product developer. He goes first and scopes it out.
I like that, Lalo. Yeah. that works.
Yeah, checks out the hotels and puts the thing, and then we collaborate on putting it together. But it's all personal with newsletters before.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that have documentation meetings and newsletters mm-hmm. preceding the trip. So it's a program.
Well, and that is so important. I tease Lalo because everybody wants the job that Lalo has to go and check everything out first.
I'm the lucky one.
But you know, that is so important because you can realistically, not just by looking on the internet, you can truthfully talk to everyone.
Yes.
That you've been there and this is what you're going to experience.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is so important versus which I hear stories of people that go on different type of tour events and the guide had never even been there.
Right.
And that's
no experience,
not a good thing.
A number of travel agents haven't been east of Vegas.
Yeah. And they say that.
But you don't have to. But it's nice to know what we're selling. But on the other hand, you don't have to. You don't have to experience it to know. In other words, some of the best gynecologists are men.
Okay.
In other words.
Was that a dream job? I don't know, really, at some point. Well, listen to this, you guys. I thought you would get a kick out of this. Not that I want to change the subject from that, but I'm going to. I saw this. Who doesn't go to Costco?
I don't go to Costco.
We're Sam's Club members.
Okay. I'm thinking about changing to Sam's Club, by the way. Sean, are you Costco or Sam Club? You're Costco? All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anyway, we won't talk about Costco.
Both are good.
In their book, they sell Wheels Up Aviation membership. They sell membership to Aviation Now that you can get through Costco. It is only $15,999.
What is Aviation Now?
It's a membership to use private jets. Now, are these
at a cost?
Right, at $15,999, you buy in and you get so much of a jet, and
but
they will give you Costco cash back and a flight credit. And my first thought was, do these people need to be that are going to be paying this kind of money need to be shopping at Costco to get flight memberships? I don't know. I don't know. But Costco sells everything, so just in case you're looking for a flight membership, Wheels Up, you can get it through Costco. So, that's travel. So, in case people, and so Lalo's looking now, you know,
wonder,
he's thinking,
where'd you get your membership, Costco?
Yeah, exactly. I just saw that and I said, really?
Yeah.
Would people? Anyway, so you can get stuff everywhere, folks, and all over the world. In fact, I'm going to say this, we're going to go to break here shortly. We haven't really even talked about any of the travel news yet, but we're getting there, folks. We're getting there. I was looking at a publication, and I'm not going to say which one, and I saw some trips by another company, and I'm not going to say which one, and I'm not saying this just because we work together. I'm saying this because I looked at the prices of their trips for where they were. We're talking Vegas and Laughlin, and I looked at this, and my mouth fell open, and I thought, someone really pays for this without doing their homework, then sorry for them. I don't know. It was just crazy. So you guys do such a tremendous job because you've been doing it. And I want to point this out. ACT, over 40 years now?
I've been customizing tours since 1976. ACT has been around since 1992.
Yeah. And because of that experience and contacts, your database, I'd love to get my hands on your database, by the way, must be.
I'm afraid that's out of the question.
It is incredible because you know so many people, and that really counts, and they respect you. They know what you do. And, folks, that really makes a huge difference. And that's all I'm saying about that. But
thank you.
I'd say my mouth did fall open. I went, huh? All right. Okay. This portion of the show coming up is brought to you by Animal Samaritans, improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. You can always go to their shelters. They have the shelters. They have the veterinary clinics. They do such an amazing job. All their information is on the Traveling with Francois website. So remember, think of Animal Samaritans when you need to have some operations or just, you know, vaccinations and you're looking to adopt a pet or whatnot. So we want to thank them for being part of Traveling with Francois. All right. On that note, I'm going to actually, and I didn't do it in the first hour, I have tram passes up for grab today. I'm keeping it really simple and easy. If you'd like to win two passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, they don't expire until January sometime. Give Sean a call during the break at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And remember, you cannot have won in the last 30 days. Okay, so we're going to do this during the break because we have lots to talk about here on the show. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. In studio, we have Steve Canold and Lalo Alvarez, and they are with they're the big muckamucks with ACT Adult Customized Tours. Though you guys are great. The experience, incredible. But before we talk some more about travel and what's going on in the world of travel, Sean, we have a winner for the tram passes.
Yes, you did. You had Carolyn from Sky Valley.
Okay. Hi, Carolyn from Sky Valley. Thanks so much for calling in. And sorry we didn't get... She's not still on the phone, is she?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I don't normally do it during the break, but this, because we had kind of a very casual show, I just... Yeah. We're going with the flow. Anyway, congratulations. And I have another set of tram tickets to give away, and I'll offer those up a little bit later on in the show. All right. Los Angeles, LAX Airport. A new round of major construction is getting underway at LA International Airport. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you guys would be thrilled to hear this. American Airlines and city officials this week held a ceremonial groundbreaking for a $1.6 billion modernization on Terminals 4 and 5. So there you go.
That's it. Okay, but is that the Tom Bradley?
Yeah.
International.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be using that in about 2 weeks.
Okay, well, again, this American Airlines, are you using American Airlines? That seems to be where it's going to be, the terminals there with American. So just be prepared.
Yeah. American Airlines is not Bradley. That's
oh, is it? Okay.
Those are all the international carriers. But anyhow, so, it's still nice to know.
Yeah, definitely nice to know. All right, and here's some other news. And I don't know if you guys have heard of, do you have any trips going to Venice in any time soon?
We just had some return from Venice. No.
Did they say anything? Because Venice is hit by flooding. The first time in a decade that three quarters of the city was covered with water.
I saw that on television, right? No, the only thing that was flooding were the tourists. they have the people are rebelling, the Venetians, because there are so many tourists that they have now, one direction for to get in, and one, instead of just crossing back and forth, it's now like one-way canals.
And that's becoming a problem I hear in Croatia as well, that the tourists are just, especially in the area we talked about a couple weeks ago, where the HBO series Game of Thrones is filmed. They say that the tourists now have just, they overrun the city, and it's just a small town, just a several thousand residents, and they don't even know what to do with all these tourists. And the cruise ships that dock in there and stuff, it makes you wonder now that we're getting, travel is becoming more and more popular. We had that lull, but Steve, you have seen all the numbers are saying the increase in travel is breaking records. Are you seeing that in the last couple years?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
More so in this year, or have you just, when did, for you, did do the uptick start again, that people start
honestly,
getting? Yeah.
Donald J. Trump.
Well, okay.
The economy.
Uh-huh.
People are spending money at restaurants, at travel. Mm-hmm. Stock market has gone up, so, yeah.
Okay.
People are confident.
Right, and they're out there just having a great time.
But, as far as the Game of Thrones is concerned, New Zealand, they have Hobbitron. Remember the Hobbit movies?
Oh, the Hobbit, yeah.
Yeah, and what a lot of these countries do is they take advantage of these television and motion pictures and make it quite a tourist attraction.
Yeah, and it's great for a while until then it's just too many people in a small place, I think.
Yes.
So, and I guess then it moves on to another spot will be the hot spot and people
will go
there.
We're waiting for it to hit Yucca Valley.
Right, yeah. Well, how about, here's something new, too. The emergence of the urban hotel fees propels increase in surcharges. Fees and surcharges at U.S. hotels are expected to increase 8.5% to a record $2.93 billion this year. I mean, these surcharges are just coming
incredible
in.
Incredible lot.
Behind the scenes, and I know I don't want to get too in-depth because we wouldn't understand it anyway, but when you put these groups together, such large groups and stuff, how do you deal with the surcharges? Do they even try to work with groups such as you to help, or do they not care when it comes to certain places?
Well, a lot of the surcharges are collected. For example, in Italy, the big three, Rome, Venice, and Florence, charge surcharges. You have to pay those when you check out. We can't collect them in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, we're offering a trip to Easter Island, and there's fees, national park fees, things like that. And Galapagos is another one that you have to pay on the spot.
Oh, really? Mm.
But New York, we've got a lot of people going on our popular Broadway tour. We get and gosh, every year they charge, you know, that's a very taxing state.
Yeah.
So there's the Javits restoration. There's this. So you can either work it in the price or we go like $19.95 plus $69 for taxes.
For, yeah.
Bed taxes, things like that.
Hmm. Has it caused you a lot of headaches as these pop up? No, because you have to keep track. Or do they inform you when you're setting up these trips, your destinations? Do they say, this is what we need?
Yeah. But in terms of marketing,
yes. No.
Yeah. You know, people, I don't like to offer something at $20.69 and 70 cents. That doesn't make sense. $19.95 is something I can deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just say verifiable fees. Mm-hmm. Are 69.
So, and most of the time, people don't have to worry about that. They get somewhere. You let them know. That's with all the meetings you have before, the documentation meetings and all that. You let them know before that if something pops up like one of those fees, I mean, that normally doesn't happen. You know in advance.
It used to be before the last administration that you could go a trip to Paris, $14.95 plus taxes. And then they would charge another $300 in air taxes. But the Obama administration said, no, we want that included. And I think that's worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, all of our prices include air taxes because by law they have to. It's nothing that we're doing that's special.
Mm-hmm.
But like we have a group going to Thailand, to Bangkok and Cambodia to say Angkor Wat. That's included in Thailand. It's $19.95 out the door price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're and when you look at the lodging and everything that you have involved, yeah, they're really wonderful trips. And we're going to talk more about, actually I have a whole stack of your trips right here that we're going to talk about and kind of break them down a little bit.
And by the way, I just want to say the exception would be port charges and cruise fees.
Okay.
Just talking about air.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's a lot. Speaking of air, after a summer in which AA's American Airlines on-time record took a big dip, the carrier said it will improve its operations now. It's nice that they can just say that. Hopefully they will do it. Singapore Airlines to fly Seattle route. Seattle will be the carrier's sixth U.S. getaway. I noticed going to Africa, the group flew on Emirates, and that looked I saw the pictures of them inside, and it looked amazing.
Oh, you saw that? Yeah, we get raves about that.
Yes, I'm thinking I want to fly on Emirates. It looked so comfortable and inviting and just, very, very nice. Kenya Airways celebrates inaugural U.S. flight. The carrier has launched the first nonstop flight from Nairobi to New York, a 14-hour flight on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. And neighbors Macedonia and Greece restart direct flights. The countries are mending ties after reaching an agreement to end a dispute over Macedonia's name.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they are back together. And transatlantic low-cost airlines still show signs of growth. The recent closure of Primera Air, coupled with the U.S. route cancellations by Iceland's WOW Air, have prompted questions of whether discount service is moving toward a decline. But on the other hand, we have some more discount airlines coming into the picture that say that business is very good for them. So it just all depends on who's going where and what kind of price that they want. Speaking of airline prices, I was looking at some pricing for where was I thinking about going? I don't even when I was going to Montana. And I thought the prices right now for airlines here nationally were very good.
When you say here,
I mean in the U.S.
Oh, Okay.
They felt like they were very good to me. $350 round trip to those. What do you think of the pricing right now in airlines?
I think that it hasn't gone up very much. Last year for our theater trip, Tina got nonstop air from Palm Springs to JFK for $250, $243, something like that, including taxes.
Yeah.
But you have to shop around. I mean, you know, you can hit it. They say, what, Wednesday after 12 noon is the best day to book flights. But it pays. There are websites, fly.com. We use Orbitz, but shop.
Yeah, shop. So I'm thinking, and even some of the international flights don't seem to be crazy. I know some airlines say, of course, they make up for it on the ancillary fees that they collect with aisle costs. You know, sit on the aisle, you have to pay more, or baggage and whatnot. But I think overall, if they can keep the prices reasonable and people don't mind paying those ancillary fees, if they
feel. As long
as
there's competition, but everybody is keeping their eye on fuel costs, which supposedly are going down now.
Yeah.
We're anticipating a big drop in that. So it looks clear skies ahead.
Okay, good, 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 good. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the trips that you can go on with Adult Customized Tours, ACT, some of the trips that you guys have had already this year, and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Show everyone you're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, as we are in our travel hour of the show. We certainly want to welcome all of our Arizona friends out there who we are on Money Radio in Arizona as well every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. In fact, one of our Arizona friends went on the Africa trip with you. Yeah. So
I think several did, yes.
Yeah, so that's pretty darn awesome. I also want to give a shout out to Dana Wharf Whale Watching. Right now, the whales, the gray whales are migrating. Great time to go out there to Dana Wharf. I took a group. We went whale watching. We saw a bunch of dolphins that day, no whales. But you know what? Everyone had a great time because they did such a good job at Dana Wharf. With the captain was so exciting, and we saw these little baby. I've never seen a baby dolphin. The cutest darn little thing zipping along this boat. So anyway, a lot of fun, but the whales are migrating. You might want to go out there and do whale watching. They also do sports fishing as well. It'd be a great, fun surprise for everyone. Plus, they have their holiday cruise coming up because it is December's going to be here before we know it. So check out all their information on the Traveling with Françoise website. And also don't forget the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. I was just there for Borrego Days, and their golf course is now open. Everything's open. Spa, restaurant, golf course, you name it, going out there and enjoy yourself. And that is the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, only 90 minutes away in Borrego Springs. All right, so now that we are talking about travel, and I have been talking about this, and I had a few people email me now and say that they've signed up for this trip. I am hostessing, and by the way, I didn't know you guys were going on this trip in May to Mount Rushmore.
We're going to
critique
your skills as an escort.
You mean I can't just throw it at you and say, here, will you take care of this while I go sightseeing? But we're going to Mount Rushmore, and that's happening May 4th through 7th. I've never been. I'm so excited about this. I have just, like a fanatic, I want to see these. Yes, I'm being the hostess, Lalo.
Oh.
You didn't even, I'm the host, or is that what I am? A host? I'm a hostess, yes. I get to tell you guys.
You knew that. Yes. You knew that Françoise is going.
He forgot.
It's one of the reasons people are signing up. You think they're signing up for you or me?
So that means I get to say, Lalo, be quiet down on that seat. I'm done. Anyway, it's going to be I'm really excited about this. We are going to go to historic sites of Rapid City, South Dakota, including the Back Hills and Crazy Horse Monument. I have been fixated on seeing Mount Rushmore my entire life. Why? I don't know. I'm just fascinated that they could do something like that.
Well, we haven't seen it either.
Yeah, isn't it?
I've been to Venice 10 times, but haven't been to Mount Rushmore.
And at the last ACT meeting, by the way, you have one coming up this Wednesday at in Palm Desert there at the
Best Western Plus Palm Desert Resort, which is 74695 Highway 111.
Yes, and it is a free meeting, and I am now seeing more and more of you traveling with Francois folks. Come on over there. It's a free meeting. You're going to learn all about travel. It's a lot of fun. You have cookies and stuff to drink and stuff, and you just learn about travel and learn about the upcoming trips, and it is this Wednesday from 1 to 3. It's free. Show up. But anyway, at the last meeting, we were talking about this trip, and you were talking about some of your national trips right here at, and some day trips as well. And we're talking about national parks and all sorts of things before you talked about the international. And during the break, I had a lady come over and said, Francoise, I'm so glad to hear people talking about national parks because I just returned from Yellowstone. She said, we just don't talk about them enough here in the U.S. We have. She said she has visited every national park in the country.
Wow.
Every single one. And she is at every one of your meetings. And she says, I love the international, but I'm enjoying the U.S. trips parks that ACT is doing as well. She said, and I'm just so glad that you guys are talking about it.
Well, you remember we started last year that you took a group to Nashville.
Yeah, that was
and
fun.
And that this is the same price, what, $9.95?
$9.95.
Air out of Palm Springs. Yep. And so we're going to do more of those. We're going to look at Washington, D.C., because they have all these new museums, the Bible Museum and things. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's travel in our own country.
In our own country and see it. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to point that out, how excited she was about that. So, anyway, we're doing that. You can sign up now. It is May 4th through 7th. If you want to do a single, you have a single supplement, Tina or Linda at the office can fill you in on that. And that office number is 760-322-1247, or you can just find all the information on Traveling with Francoise. All right. And we do want to talk about your national and international trips, but I right now have in front of me a whole plethora of amazing international trips starting in January. You have French Polynesia.
And, you know, we can still get people on that. That's one that you and I are taking, Lalo. This is on five-star Oceania cruises, and it goes to seven Polynesian islands with overnights in Raiatea and also Bora Bora, overnight in Papeete, the capital of Tahiti. Intimate cruise, like I said, seven islands, great. And what we do is provide transfers from the desert area to Los Angeles and back, the LAX, and we're giving you prepaid gratuities and onboard credits, so come and join us.
And it's only $29.95, and I've heard that Tahiti is spectacular. Everyone that has ever been, just they rave and say it is so beautiful.
Yes.
And you were talking about getting people to with the airports and whatnot. What happens, Steve, when we have like customers in Arizona who hear about the trips? They go to your website, they sign up for it. How do you get them? Do they come out here and go with a group here? How do they ultimately get
to
the destination?
We love our Arizona clients, and we have many. Often they just join us at the airport.
Oh,
they
okay.
fly to LAX.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if they come here, we'll offer them a chance to go with us with the group on the bus.
And the point I'm really trying to make is that you are not so structured that there are times when you know that things are a little bit different for some of your travels and you just have to work and make that work.
And also all of our programs include the option of just booking the land portion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For example, our New York trip, where we always have over 100 people go because you're in one hotel, the Crown Plaza, mm-hmm. Times Square, and you can walk three blocks in any direction and get to these theaters. That does not include air because people love the chance of using their frequent flyer miles,
yep.
or they get there early or later. So, but most of these others do include air.
Okay. Fare. And that New York theater tour you're talking about is 7 days, April 22nd through the 28th, 1995, of five top Broadway shows. I mean, this has to be for the Broadway lover. They are going to get their fill in this. And you're staying at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. Jeez, that's
yes,
pretty amazing.
Yes, and these aren't a Lion King and shows that have been around. These are new shows that are bound for the Tony Awards the following month. And this past year we had 26 nominations for the shows that we offered.
Mm-hmm.
So, and their orchestra and front mezzanine seats. Great trip.
And when we were talking, and now I'm kind of hopping back
sure.
to the international trips. I noticed you mentioned a cruise with a French Polynesia trip, a luxury cruise, excuse me, is involved. Do you try to incorporate, obviously, well, I don't know, Splendors of Egypt. Do you try to incorporate in these trips some sort of water-based experience, say part of it being a cruise, some of it being maybe a river cruise of some kind, or it just depends?
Well, not all of them. I mean, the Africa tour is pretty much land. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of cruising down the Zambezi River and the Chobe mm-hmm. Rivers, but no, we have both cruises and land-based tours. I mean, the group that is going to Singapore, Ballet Asia, Southeast Asia, as well as the others that go to Asia are not on cruises. These are land tours. So some people, you know, they don't like cruising.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your Barcelona, I mean, your Best of Spain, as well as
Amazing Spain,
Tangiers, Morocco. They mm-hmm. go across. But that's not a cruise. That's, in fact, to get to Tangier, Morocco, you take a ferry boat from Spain to there, which lasts about an hour. But other than that, no, it's land-based.
And Morocco is supposed to be the hot spot in 2019. That is supposed to be one of the hottest tourist destinations out there. You both have been to Morocco, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, that was one of the first ones you put together 25 years ago, the Côte del Sol. And But that trip is basically Spain. I mean, my goodness, you have Barcelona and Madrid. Barcelona being the cultural capital, Madrid being the political capital, and then you have the Costa del Sol, which is where they go to get the sunshine.
Ah. And I'm noticing that a lot of the trips here in front of me, 10 days, I think that's a good number, because people, I'm sure through the years you have done the 2 weeks and then the 5 days and the 7 days, but I've noticed seems like 10 days seems to be a nice number for traveling. Yes.
Yes. Just like a seven-day cruise is the most popular for cruising. I had this conversation with the vice president of Princess. I said, why don't you have cruises to Alaska from L.A.? You have them from San Francisco, but there's fewer than a million people in San Francisco. He said, well, it would add a day to the cruise. I said, well, so what? And he said, well, because in, you know, L.A., you're dealing with a market of, what, 12 million people mm-hmm. or something? He says, there's a reason that most cruises are 7 days, because that's what people can take off work, or that's what the seniors that are retired, they want to be back by then.
Interesting. I did not know. I mean, you think that mm-hmm. there are, and I thought maybe it's just logistics of ports and getting in and out and all that, but everybody, there's all those, there's people out there that's all they do is the logistics part of it. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We will be right back during the break. If you want to win, I have one more set of tram passes. Give us a call, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for a set of tram passes. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in studio today is Steve Canold and Lalo Alvarez, and they are with ACT Tours, Adult Customized Tours, based out of Palm Springs. And the places, I travel with them, and a lot of you out there are traveling more and more and more. And if you had to give a number, and this is at the top of my head because things just kind of floated to the top there, how many travelers do you think, in your 40-plus years of doing this, have you sent out there?
Oh,
how
my
many
goodness.
How many thousands? Have you ever sat back and thought about that? How many people you have helped see the world?
Maybe 50,000.
Isn't that something? I mean, that's incredible. Because you get so many repeats. Once they go once, then they're back all the time. So,
What's incredible is that out of the 50,000, we've only had one that has passed away during the tour.
Whew. Jeez.
Yeah,
okay.
And that I've heard horror stories.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
That conversation.
Yeah, that conversation out the window. We do have to say, Sean, we had a winner for the tram passes.
Yeah, you did. You had David and Coachella.
Okay, David and Coachella. What are you laughing about in there? We're not going to talk about that. Yeah, okay. Sean probably wants to talk about it. He said, what happened to the person? Yeah. But that's a pretty darn good track record. And I'm sure there were a few complaints.
It actually makes a funny story.
All right, tell us what happened.
Well, there were two random roommates. And they were coming to the end of their cruise, which ended in Hong Kong, and a day out or a couple days out, the bottom line is one of them died. And because they were arguing, the roommate just got up and she saw this woman roll over onto the floor, and she said, I just got up and said, I'm not going to take this. And I went to the bar and had a couple drinks. And when I came back, I noticed that she was dead. But I thought, you know, I'm just going to go to sleep. And
she left her there?
She said, I knew that if I had contacted the front desk, I'd be up all night. So I thought, there's nothing I can do.
6 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I said, then what happened? I slept in late, and at 10, I took a shower, and I called. And naturally, they came, and they wanted me out right away.
Well,
so I only had we only had one loss in life, but it was a doozy.
Yeah, I would think so. Isn't that something? How someone would handle that? Okay,
Sean likes that story.
He likes that story. Yeah, and there is a point to that story. Also, if you don't have a traveling companion, that ACT you have, you will help them find one.
Oh, but what we do is we don't automatically assign them. They go out and have coffee or something, and then they decide if they're going to room. Yeah,
yeah. And then now you always ask, "Are you healthy?" I just want to know, just in case. A healthy person. Well, complaints wise, I am a huge, you know, I say this not all the time, but I throw it in every now and then. When you travel to other countries, you are a guest of their country. And if you want it to be like the United States, you probably shouldn't go, because that's not the way it works. And when people come to the United States, I would hope that they would embrace all that we have to offer and not go to places that are specific towards the country that they just came from, or why even come to the United States. So you deal with all sorts of feedback and comments. In fact, you're very good at always asking after a trip about, you want everybody to give you an opinion, what they liked, what they didn't like. You do that every single
trip. But we wait until they get back, because if you give evaluations on the last day or something, people are still too close to the forest to see the trees or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So we wait until they get back and think the dust has settled, and then we hear back. We encourage constructive criticism.
Right.
We encourage whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. We'd like to know. We take it very seriously. But there are many times when people in America are simply whiners.
Mm-hmm.
And Travel Agent Magazine says 3% of travelers will return unhappy no matter what. If you have a deluxe hotel, if the weather's perfect, if everything goes as planned, they're going to have a miserable time.
Because that's their mindset. Every morning I say to myself, I can choose to have a good day and I can choose to have a bad day. And when I travel, it's the same thing. I can choose to have a good trip no matter what happens, because stuff happens. You're traveling. That's all part of it. Or I can be miserable the whole time because I didn't sit in the perfect seat or whatever, and I don't choose to go that direction. How do you handle that? It is a business, and you want all your customers to be happy, but at some point, Steve,
here's an example.
We just don't want to work with that person anymore.
Well, we've been known to fire clients, but only if they're completely obnoxious. Or you know, there's a lot of people that are alcoholics that pop pills, and they make it miserable for others.
Yeah,
or they have affirmities. They can't walk, and yet they insist on going to Mongolia, or they're going to climb the Great Wall of China. They're going to prove their mortality by going on these trips. And we don't want to have somebody die on our trips.
Yeah.
You know, and then if they get there, then they'll often complain about, well, you didn't tell me there'd be walking. I mean, we've heard it all.
Yeah.
And so you use common sense. Mm-hmm. This group that's in Africa right now, we had some grumbling because when they arrived in Nairobi, it took them 2.5 hours to clear the visa and process. And they arrived at about 10 at night, and they got to their hotel at 12:30, and they weren't happy about that. Well, we went on the Great Migration last year, or 2 years ago, and we had fewer than the 60 that we had. That plane that arrives has 360 people on it.
Right.
So whether they're 20 people or whether they're 60 people, you're going to have some people at the back of the plane that are going to get off, and we have to wait for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like if you've gone and your luggage comes off last, it seems like, and you get angry because you say, well, I checked it in first. Why is it last? Roll with it.
Yeah, right.
Is this something you're going to remember on your deathbed?
Yeah.
I mean, really, there's that subject again.
Oh.
But, you know, it's
why do you
and
think?
Europeans don't whine like this. Asians don't whine like this. But when you do foreign travel, especially to exotic lands, it makes you appreciate America when you come home. I mean, you really know how this is a service-oriented country.
Mm-hmm.
And, some countries like Kenya and Zimbabwe are not.
And I know you stress this when people go. And do you think, why do you think that they tend to overlook when you say things aren't going to be exactly the same way as here? Is it... are those the regular travelers that do this stuff, or ones that have dreamed of a trip all their life that they go on this trip and maybe they just weren't ready for what they thought they were dreaming of?
Two words describe bad vacations: great expectations.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you are going to Hawaii and you think you see that sunshine and the surfing and it rains every day, you're going to be angry. You're going to go to Venice. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the most romantic getaway, and you see a dead rat floating in the canal. Great expectations destroy something.
Yeah.
And you want it to go fast. Sometimes you're lucky, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it, your attitude determines your altitude.
Do you get, when you do get complaints, and now we're just down to the last minute or two, I always wonder about food. That is such a tricky, tricky thing, because so many people don't want to eat anything spicy, but yet they go to a country where all the food's spicy. I mean, you have no say in the restaurants per se, what they're going to cook, what their dishes are. You can't just have bland food to make everybody happy. What is the biggest thing, though, people complain about when they travel? Is it food? Is it airlines? Is it, well, what is it? Lodging?
What would you say, Lala?
The weather?
The weather? Yeah, Sean just said, is it the weather?
I don't know. You know, so many people spend more time focused on what goes on inside a bus than what's outside of it.
Oh,
look what that person
yeah.
is wearing. Look at this. Look at the guide and how she always, you know, has a grimace after talking. I mean, insane stuff. That's so much psychology in travel.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. So when I do this May trip, I'm going to say,
oh, you're gonna
do
be
not
fine.
Focus on me. Look outside at what's going on out there.
You have such a positive attitude, and it comes across in your voice, and that's why people want to travel with Francoise Rhodes.
We just want to have a good time when we're out there. You guys, too, have seen the world. Amazing. You know, I'm just, you probably sit back sometimes and say, wow. You have to. You have to say wow to yourselves what we have seen and experienced in this life of ours so far, and there's a lot more to come. So anyway, always fun having you two on. Thank you so much. Remember, all the information, folks, about adult customized tours, ACT, is right there on the Traveling with Francoise website. Go to our Facebook page, ACT-Tours. You will see that. Your website is ACT-Tours.com. Yes. And you have all your trips, national, international, everything is... domestic, international, it's all right there.
Mention that you heard us on the Francoise, Traveling with Francoise, and take $50 off on your next vacation, domestic or international.
Thank you. That's nice. And don't wait till after the trip to do it. Yeah. You have to do it before.
It expires in 2 days.
Yeah, there you go. 10 minutes out the door. All right, folks. Remember, I will be tonight over at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens in the Media Challenge for the pickleball. Come over and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And next week, what do we have going next week? We have Pasquale Esposito joins us, and Vincent Battaglia. He'll be back to talk about some of his travels as well. So have a great week, everyone. Thanks, you guys, again. All my guests, congrats to the winners. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.